Jeff Truitt, head coach, general manager of the Drayton Valley Thunder.
Jeff, just walk us through the process to become the bench boss here in Drayton Valley for you this season.
Well, you know what, I was with Prince Albert for 5 years, was in the Western League for 26, and jobs are getting tougher, obviously. Younger guys are coming in, and jobs kind of evaporated rather quickly, and this opportunity came up, and I had no problem coming back to the Alberta Junior League.
You bet. So the Thunder, you get off to a start of the season here by beating these Olds Grizzlies in your first game. Just what was that like to get a W right away?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get an early win, and makes you feel like what you're doing is right. And we've had a couple of good games here over the last couple of days. Last night in Drumheller was a really good game, fast, and there wasn't a lot of room. Teams capitalized on their chances, and we're seeing the involvement of a younger team that is getting better and better every day. So that's what we're looking for, and that's what we're going to keep pressing doing.
Colson Yanzer obviously gets a recognition right away as a rookie in this league for his performance the first weekend. What is his ceiling in this league?
Boy, I'll tell you, he's a very smart player. He's very intelligent and puts himself in good spots for point production in the offensive zone. He works extremely hard. Quiet guy that just goes amongst his business. He's getting better at his craft.
Billy Hoosens from just down the road in Didsbury. What can Billy be on your back end this year?
Well, he's got to be a shutdown type of guy, physical defenseman who, all we're asking Billy to do is, move the puck when he gets his opportunities on the offensive zone. We want him to shoot. He's got an extremely good shot, tremendous leader. He's done everything we need him to do to be our captain, and he hasn't disappointed. And I didn't know Billy before I got here, but certainly got to know him an awful lot. He's a quality young man.
Not in your lineup today is Keston Beagle, but obviously the Beagle family has been all around the landscape here in Central Alberta and abroad. So just what has Keston been like to work with so far?
No, he's been a pleasure. I mean, I've got a long history with his dad and his uncle, and a tremendous hockey family. His personality is second to none. He's such a cooperative young man that he suffered a bit of an injury here that has set him back a little bit here, but we're expecting him back fairly soon, but he'll be a big impact on our back end.
Excellent. Walk us through your goaltending tandem for this season.
Yeah, Caden Clegg has had a really good camp right from start to finish. He had a great camp for us. He's been the guy that's been a real solid guy for us, and his athletic ability is tremendous. He's quick in the crease. For a smaller guy, he gets across, real fast that way. And then we've got Archer Cook. I mean, another solid goaltender that came into camp. And, did he surprise? He surprised me because I'm not familiar with him. But, again, a great camp. Got better and better. His confidence grew. He deserves, the opportunity to be with us, and we're going to get him in real soon.
Your leadership group for this season, how are you approaching that? And I don't see on the sheet at the moment letters on here, so just what's your approach to that?
Well, what we're doing with our leadership group is to improve on what's been here in the past, and we're taking it to another level. So there's some changes that way in regarding the responsibilities of that leadership group, and again, I think that they've welcomed the change. I think that they've welcomed the responsibility, probably a little bit more detail. And they've learned real quick. And that's what we want out of our older guys as leaders to propel this group. Obviously help the young kids move along, get them into a good routine, teach them away from, the coach's eyes. They've done a real good job with that, taking guys aside and helping them out, making them feel comfortable. But our biggest thing with that leadership group is, establishing our culture and obviously, improving on things. We've got a tremendous dressing room, and it's a testament to them.
Excellent. This South Division, obviously, you've got to get ahead of a couple of teams to get into the playoffs. The Grizzlies and Drayton Valley both trying to get back into the playoff picture here this year. So, just how precious are these head-to-head matchups and early points here in as you're building your team?
Yeah, very important. The four-point games, we're talking about in Game 4 here, and we know the importance of the game, and you know, we want to get back to even terms. We're 1-2 right now. We want to even this thing up and continue to build, and there's no better way than winning.
Your experience at all these levels, and obviously your success at the Western Hockey League level, given the current landscape and how much player movement there is and the opportunity to develop and have players be here for a year and then, you know, up to the WHL, just how much is that going to help you as you guys, you know, work on your program here in Dream Valley?
Yeah, I mean, we've gone younger for a reason. I mean, the kids have deserved, you know, their opportunity here with a lot of new faces in here. They're learning, and that's what we want to build on. We want to build on this core and keep it rolling forward rather than a one-year thing. We want to build these guys into 2-3 year guys in here and, you know, contend for a championship. That's what we want to do. You got to start somewhere, and our guys are showing improvements every day, and that's what we want to do. There's an end goal here, and we want to achieve it.
Excellent. Well, great to meet you, Jeff. Continued success here at the AJHL level this season.
You bet. Thank you.